Got a friend named Jack, got a big house on a hill, four little children, a wife named Jill, and there's nothing they live without. He's got the alphabet before his name, seven digits, salary, and good golf game. He figures this is what life's all about. He's got a weekend cabin out by the lake, likes to throw parties and drink all day with his corporate yuppie friends. Then he goes back home and he finds a way to fill this void that he's tucked away. But you see, it's getting harder and harder to pretend. Just another broken, just another broken, hallelujah. Just another broken, just another broken, hallelujah. Me and Jack, we've been talking a lot, you see, about life and theology and how there just must be something more. Can't I really have a brand new start with guilt and fear they fall apart? Or am I too late? Cause my life's already on chapter 4. Then it happened on the 10th of September, a day I will always remember where redemption blew like the wind. Heaven waited in anticipation, a driveway in an awkward location. Grace amazing surprised me again. Just another broken, hallelujah. Just another broken, hallelujah. Definitely apropos, cause you just never know how the infinite, the finite will play themselves out. Cause the greatest miracle I found was late summer, early fall, three houses down, I can still hear the angels singing. So here I sit, writing this song, trying to convey, but not too long enough detail, vague enough for you to enter in. Well, for whatever it's worth, Jack's found peace in a brand new birth. You see, it only matters how you finish, not where you begin. Just another broken, hallelujah. Just another broken, hallelujah. Just another broken. Just another broken, hallelujah. Just another broken, hallelujah. Just another broken, hallelujah. Just another broken. Hallelujah. Got a friend named Jack, got a big house on a hill, four little children, a wife named Jill, and there's nothing